Christ in the Desert, by Ivan Kramskoy, is as profound a thinking on the most important issues that torment humanity as the works of Tolstoy or Dostoevsky. This is a work of principle for Russian art. It so happened that it is not so widely known as the appearance of Christ to the people of Ivanov, whom Kramskoy himself loved. Look at this extraordinary Martian landscape. What does that remind you of? First of all, surrealist paintings. This is an idea embodied in colors, consonant with the ideas of Dostoevsky and Tolstoy, about the terrible moral choice that every person faces, about the decision that needs to be made, about the painful path of self-improvement and abandonment of something incredibly vital and important for the sake of an even higher and globally universal goal and task. Kramskoy's contemporaries called Christ in the Desert, in different ways, a revolutionary and even the greatest atheist. Some said it was the art of sick flesh and spirit. The attitude to the image created by Kramskoy was very ambiguous throughout the 19th-20th centuries, but today it is clear that this is one of the most important paintings of Russian art. For 5 years Kramskoy worked relentlessly on the image of Christ, which was given to him with tears and blood. The artist thought that sooner or later in every person's life there comes a problem of choice, to go to the right or to the left, whether to take a ruble for the Lord God or not to yield a single step to evil. He wrote, "This is not Christ, that is, I do not know who it is. This is an expression of my personal thoughts." It was very important for Kramskoy to show and tell about Christ through the composition of his painting, in which the human and divine hypostasis are united. The composition of the painting is divided by the horizon line into exactly two parts, so the figure of Christ belongs to both the earthly world and the heavenly one. Below you will find a musical composition, under which it will be most correct to consider the picture in more detail.